Good afternoon. For KYMN News and Information, I'm Dusty Budd on 95.1 The One and AM 1080. A Waterville student has been charged in the Seward County District Court Thursday for making terroristic threats toward Tri-City United High School in Montgomery. The suspect, 18-year-old Dominic Daniel Strang of Waterville, is in custody in the Seward County Jail. According to Montgomery Police Chief Lou Sager, on Wednesday morning, Tri-City officials notified the Montgomery Police Department about a possible terroristic threat that Strang posted on the social media app Snapchat. Allegedly, the Snapchat showed an AR-15 weapon and the quote, "See you at school." Once notified, Sager says his officers were efficient in addressing the threat.
Officers responded within minutes, were able to identify the suspect, spoke to the suspect. He admitted making the threats and was then taken into custody.
Sager continued saying that the relationship between his office and the school district is one reason both sides were able to handle the situation quickly and quietly. Strang is in the Seward County Jail. His bail hearing is scheduled for Monday, March 5th. Speaking of school safety and gun control, those are two issues that over the past month have been intertwined with lots of opinion and lots of data being brought forward. Locally in Northfield, leaders in the school and the state legislature are discussing on what can be done. Superintendent Matt Hillman says the data shows overall schools are safe.
It's safer for a kid to be at school based on the data than it is for them to be at home. But when we have these very visible acts of violence, it shakes us all, and it's very personal for lots of different people.
The key is finding a way to incorporate safety while allowing students to learn in a positive environment.
We continue to use as reasonable measures as we can to keep our students safe and secure while also balancing that we're a learning environment. You know, and we don't want students to feel as if they are imprisoned. And I know that might sound a little dramatic, but that's the truth, the balance of trying to make sure that, you know, we are in the business of educating kids and making sure that they develop and grow.
Some of the programs the district offers includes having teachers trained in mental health issues, having social-emotional learning curriculum for grades K through 8, having a crisis plan in place, and having door watchers at the high school. At the legislature, Representative David Bly says that while no major decisions on gun control will be made, it's hoped that
of the things that we've been talking about that are not that intrusive, not that much of a problem, I wouldn't think, might be able to get passed.
Gun control and school safety, for the time being, will continue to be at the forefront of public discussion and policy making. And we have an update that the drug that caused 3 overdoses last weekend tested positive as carfentanil, a very potent, very lethal opioid. The carfentanil that caused the overdoses was disguised as an oxycodone pill. It was blue, round, and has the insignia K9 on it. Carfentanil is 10,000 times more potent than morphine and has been attributed to thousands of overdose deaths in the United States. Police Chief Monty Nelson encourages anybody that obtained these pills to turn them in for testing. There will be no charges brought if the pills are returned in good faith. He also stresses Steve's Law, which says that if you witness an overdose or are a participant in an overdose,
People don't have to worry about being charged with a crime related to like drug possession. If they're witnessing an overdose or they're in overdose, we need people to call 911 immediately, start giving CPR pulse or breathing, and stay on scene and assist medical providers and police officers with whatever info you can share, whether it's information about what was ingested by the person, how it was ingested, how long ago, any of that information, because that helps EMS providers save those lives.
If you know somebody that may have obtained these pills, you can call the Northfield Police non-emergency line at 507-645-4477. And KYMN has received a report about fake $5 counterfeit bills via the Northfield Chamber of Commerce. According to the report by the chamber, the bills are actually $1 bills disguised as $5 bills. Northfield Police have been notified, but at this report, no information is available. Stay tuned to KYMN for further updates. A Northfield native has been named the top soldier in basic training. Private Eric Etzel, a 2017 graduate of Northfield High School, graduated from basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia last week and was named Soldier of the Cycle. That means he was the best soldier in his company over the 10 weeks of basic combat training. Etzel earned an Army Achievement Medal and a battalion coin. Fort Benning is home to infantry training. For KYMN News and Information, I'm Dusty Budd on 95.1 The One and AM 1080.